Hello everyone, welcome to Tarotism, the show where I read your tarot, love, and oracle cards. I am so excited for today's, for this one. I know I say that to each and every one. I'm like, I'm so excited, but truly I am. I love doing this and I love like seeing what you guys get. And so let's just jump right in, shall we? So this one is actually interesting, as there's a lot of like sameness going on, and I'll elaborate on that and you'll see what I mean a little bit later. But first, let's do your major arcana. So I normally only pull four, but five flew out, and so I've now updated the deck and it's major arcana with major cards. So like the Ace of Cups, the Ace of Wands, the Ace of Swords, you know, stuff like that. And so the first card you got that like flew right out of the deck immediately while I was shuffling was Judgment. So the Judgment card is all about like some sort of awakening or like things coming to light. Maybe not necessarily the difference between the Judgment card and the Moon card is that the Moon card implies that there was deception. And so now stuff is coming to light and you see, you're starting to see things clearer now. But with the Judgment card, it doesn't mean that there was necessarily somebody being deceptive or somebody lying to you. It just means that things are just starting to make sense now and everything is starting to come together in your mind. And you're like, oh, I see why X, Y, and Z was happening to me. So that's kind of how that card plays into respects. But I found that interesting because you also got the Hermit. So the Hermit, to me, I think of like a hermit crab. You know, a hermit crab goes into their shell and they're kind of, so it's kind of like a self card, like a self evaluative card, if that's a word. I don't even know if that's a word. But yeah, it's like all about self reflection and like looking for inner truth within yourself, just like a hermit crab. And it's like, you know, they retreat back into their shell. It's kind of like that. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily being shut off or you're like shutting yourself off from the world. It doesn't necessarily mean that, but it can mean like that you're doing some like self reflective things, or you're like meditating on yourself and not so much other things in life that don't matter as much, if that makes sense. So I definitely see this week and the following weeks to come being a really like self-reflective week of you just looking to yourself and focusing on yourself and bettering yourself and things that you like and things you don't like. And it's kind of like a self-discovery type of journey, which is funny because I said journey and I did not get the Chariot. So maybe it's not, but I'm getting that you've been doing a lot of like self reflection, and that's good. It's very good to like reflect on yourself and see how you can like grow and change as a person. But then you got the Empress, which is ironic, the female energy, because you also got in your tarot cards. I pulled major arcana and major cards, like I said, and I also pulled normal tarot cards with everything included. And you also got the Empress there as well. So you got double Empress, and the double Empress can mean abundance or can mean pregnancy. So maybe you're pregnant or you're expected to be pregnant, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. So don't be like afraid or anything if that's not the case. It can also mean like abundance of something or just like accepting something that provides goodness to your life, if that makes sense. And so that's what the card means to me. And it's also like a good female energy. So maybe you're in a relationship with a female, or maybe your mom or aunt or sister, or like something like that, grandmother. It's like a good female energy card. So then you also got death, which a lot of people, again, get really frightened when they see death in their reading. But it doesn't mean, I think, what most people think it does. So it doesn't mean like somebody's going to die in your family or that you know. It can sometimes mean just getting rid of something. So an end to something, or like getting rid of something, or like big changes sometimes. So I see a lot of big changes coming in your life due to your self-reflections with the Judgment card and the Hermit. And so those are prompting this big change to come about in your life that's going to be good for the long run, and that's going to equal a lot of like abundance for you and joy with the Empress, with the double Empress, actually. Then you got the Ace of Cups. The Ace of Cups is about family patience. So I'm really getting pregnancy vibes. I hope that is the case, because you got the Empress, which, as I said, can sometimes mean pregnancy, and you got the Ace of Cups, which is about family patience. It's also a water card, so it's ironic because with that water card, you didn't get any water cards for your zodiac sign, but it is a card about the water signs. When I say a water card, Scorpio, Pisces, Cancer. And I said that all out of order, but don't mind me. But yeah, I'm getting like a strong energy of family. Maybe you're like been reflecting on your family and how your family life has been going, and that's what's prompting this change in this inner self-reflection. Or maybe something happened within your family that's not so good. Maybe there was a death in your family and you're kind of, and I'm sorry about that if that's the case, and you're kind of trying to like rebound from that and kind of do some self-discovery and some self-evaluation to kind of recover. Which if that is the case, I'm sorry, because deaths are really hard, and especially if they're family members you were close to. But so there, those were your major arcana. You got the Queen of Swords and the King of Wands. So that Wands energy is like definitely Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, that fire sign energy, which I felt was super cool. But yeah, okay, so let's start with the Queen of Swords, shall we? So the Queen of Swords is all about, like, I wish you could see the picture, all about having authority. It's more female energy over a situation, in my opinion. So when I see like the Queen of Swords come up, I'm like, oh, that means like having this sort of, this own sort of being the CEO of your own company, if that makes sense. So being able to have a say in how things go, and similar to the World card, which I'm again shocked that you did not get, because that definitely means something similar as well. But yeah, it's just, that's what basically what it means. We'll come back to that and I'll elaborate on it a little bit more, because I'm like having, I'm kind of tongue-tied with my words right now, as you can probably tell. But it's a pretty cool card to get. And yeah, it can mean, it also mean like, you know, it could be, how do I explain this? I'm trying to say it in the simplest words. It could be like support, if that makes sense. So somebody supporting you, or you supporting somebody else. It can also be a card about, it can also be a card about being self-sufficient and having like kind of rule over your own court, if that makes sense. And so we'll come back to that. But you also got the King of Wands, which a lot of fire energy coming about with that. And by the way, going back to the Queen of Swords, that makes sense, because you got, that's air energy, like intellect and like thinking and stuff like that. And you got Libra, you got Libra for your zodiac sign, and you also got one more, but we'll go into that a little bit later. But you got the King of Wands, and the King of Wands is another creative card. It's all about a leader. So it's a lot of leadership coming through. I'm sensing that maybe you'll be in some sort of leadership role, or some sort of role where you have to be the leader of your own company, or within your own realm or your own line of work. But maybe you're taking lead of your life. Maybe you have been like abused or in a situation that just wasn't so good, and so you have to like kind of take back your own life and your own system, and kind of say, hey, I'm the boss here. This is my life, and I'm the only person living in it. So I have to do what I have to do, sort of card. And so that's interesting. And like I said, you got the Empress again. So let's go into your zodiac. So you got Capricorn. So that could be Earth sign, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, and you got Libra, which can be air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. Again, I say those all out of order typically because I have no clue what the order is, but those are the signs. So you got earth and air, which are very like, you know, if you think of like, there's no like in between, there's kind of like you have the earth and the land and you have the air above, and there's no like, there is an in between, but you have all the different elements like fire and water. But those are definitely speaking to me most because you have that earth element, the earthy physical world, the finance and job. So I'm definitely getting a lot of leadership roles in terms of like your job or like the finances, because you have that earth card and it's all about the physical world and money and finances and stuff like that. And you have the air card, which is all about reasoning and being like kind of level-headed about things. And that makes total sense, because in order to be in the leadership role, you have to be level-headed and know what you're doing and have like authority over what you're doing, if that makes sense. So that totally makes sense. So I have these new little pods I made that have little messages on them. They're little circle pods. I know you can't see them, but They're really cute. And so, and I'm also, I ordered two new decks. So I'm super excited. I ordered the Romance Angels deck and I ordered a fairy themed tarot deck. Cause right now I'm using this other tarot deck, which is like everyone uses it. It's got like kind of old fashioned like pictures on them, but I'm excited for this fairy theme one because it'll have like, you know, different types of images and it'd be really fun to look at. But you got trust yourself for your little pods and it's safe to be vulnerable. So this is definitely a safe situation if you're wondering. And if you were like, I don't know if it's safe for me to love. I'm not really getting a whole love reading from this. But if that was the case for you, it is safe. It is safe for you to be vulnerable. And vulnerability is strength. And a lot of people don't see it as that. I was talking to my friend today and she was having a tough time being vulnerable to this boy. And I was like, vulnerability does not mean weakness. Vulnerability, and in fact, being vulnerable with people, ignore the siren in the background. I hope you guys can hear that. You probably can. But in order to be vulnerable with people, you have to have exude some sort of strength and strength within yourself and within your emotions and how you feel. And so it's actually a great, great strength and not a weakness. And I wish more people would see it as a strength more so than a weakness. And trust yourself. That so makes sense because you have the judgment card. Hey, judgment, trust yourself. So yeah, trust yourself and trust whatever's going on. Trust in the process and trust that everything will work out. And with that said, I think I'm going to end it here. I hope you guys enjoyed. See you all next time.